Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Maybe one of the best rock and roll songs of all time. The Spencer Davis Group. Steve Winwood, by the way, he was 17 when he sang that song. Steve Winwood, you know who he is. A great voice. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, your host for every weekday, every Monday through Friday, talking to you about small businesses, my small business, your small business, and maybe the one you want to have, the one you're trying to grow, the one you just started, whatever your position is, wherever you are in the cycle, we're glad you're here. And we're going to do what we can to help you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Answer our poll question. We have some things we'd like to... every week we have something we'd like to ask you, a different question every week. We hope you'll check that out. Pam Danziger is our guest. Pamela Danziger is the author of Let Them Eat Cake. She's the president of Unity Marketing. And one of the things Pam does every so often, every quarter, I think, she reaches out to buyers, to retail customers, consumers, especially on the high end, especially some of the luxury buyers, people with higher incomes, and to find out what's on their mind. What are they up to, and how are they feeling about the economy? And she reports back to us on a regular basis. Pam Danziger, welcome back. Thanks for staying with us. And talk to us about your new research.
Oh, well, we just got a survey out of the field among affluent consumers, and these are people at the top 20% of U.S. households, and it's the segment that I call the heavy lifters because they account for 20% of the U.S. households, but over 40% of the spending at retail.
Wow.
And more than 50% of all people's, you know, all income and earnings in the country. Mm-hmm. So they are the heavy lifters.
Would you say that they are also the heavy contributors, the heavy supporters of small business retailers, the niche boutiques, aren't they the folks who really hold that end of the market up?
Well, they do, but you know they're increasingly important to all retailers at every that we think of as targeting all different income segments because they really do have the cash and so they spend more, but they are significantly more important to small businesses. Because they are, you know, they are the customers that are more likely to be buying and spending.
You know, there's another thing that I think may be the case, and I'd like to. This might be something for you to think about doing some research with. A lot of the people we're talking about are business owners. These are successful entrepreneurs, business owners. I don't know about you, Pam, but I like doing business with other business people.
I want to
buy tires from my friend Jim who owns a tire store.
Right.
And so I think there's that affinity, too. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the kind of the way that people need to think about their existing customer base is utilizing them to network and to connect with other target customers. I mean,
thank you.
Similar people because, you know, people, the birds of a feather flock together.
It's the reason why small business owners need to be networking like crazy. Okay, so talk to us about some of the research you've been getting in.
Okay, well, you know, things are just, I mean, the only way to put it is stalled. It's not kind of regressing a little bit from where it was in
really?
The middle of the year. You know, we're looking at, we ask people five key questions about how they feel about finances. And one is, you know, do you feel that you are better off now than you were 3 months ago? And right now, 35% of the affluents that we surveyed said that they feel better off. Now, that's compared to 36% at the end of the second quarter. So it's stalled.
Within the margin of error, but still not good. I mean,
three out of ten. It's not good. And then we ask about spending on, you know, how are you spending more now than you were 12 months ago? 27% said, you know, that they are spending more versus 30% in the second quarter. So that's gone down 3 points, and that is within, you know, I mean, that's like right on the border.
But still, it's the second year in a row where we've got languishing activity.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And again, languishing activity among the affluent is going to be so much more painful for marketers who, you know, rely upon this top 20% of U.S.
They also, a lot of times, because they feel they appreciate the service, they like having you save them time, that maybe there's a little bit of a snob appeal. They like the fact that they bought something from you that's not available on every shelf in town. They're going to give you the ability to make a little more profit too, and if they're in the market. But what you're saying is 2/3 of them are not in the market right now.
Right, you know, and if you look at the data, I mean, the data here at the end of the third quarter of 2010 is significantly better than it was at the end of the third quarter 2009. So there has definitely been improvement. But it's not like, you know, earlier in the summer somebody announced, I mean, I don't know what research group announced, but they said that the recession is in fact over. I mean, they've kind of called
right.
the end of the recession. But only 20% of the affluent believe that the recession is over, and I think that's the way it is across the country. I mean, most people
right.
do not believe the experts.
It still feels like
it.
It still feels like it.
Right.
So well, what I've said is,
you know, my whole point of view is that the way people feel, I mean, spending and buying and purchasing is really a function of how people feel.
It's
and if
an
they
emotional...
don't feel affluent, if they don't feel like they've got it in their pocket, they're not going to spend it. And well, and so, you know, businesses lose.
We all talk about, you know, measurement. We all talk about, you know, financial statements. We all talk about, you know, stats and figures and hard facts. But still, at the end of the day, the marketplace is a very emotional environment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Give us the website.
That's the message.
Give us the website one more time, Pam.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com, and we have a lot of information there for small businesses that to learn about their customer, and we invite people to come and visit.
Thank you, Pam, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks
Pam
so
Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.